see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my feet, I'm God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell's company out of Minnesota, offering some huge discounts heading into fall. A couple of things that he wants you guys to take advantage of. 2-for-1 towels, absolutely fantastic towels. Vicky and I use them every single day. The bath towels, the hand towels, the washcloths, they are fantastic. Basically, 2 sets for the price of 1 based on using the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. 1 word, you can do it all caps, all lowercase, doesn't matter, but no space. Trucker Randy, 2 R's right next to each other, no space. All you have to do is go to their website, mypillow.com, shop away. I would recommend, while you're there, not only the towel sale, but also the sheets. Giza Dream Sheets to finish off the rest of this summer. But while you're doing it, getting the discount free shipping, get a set of the flannel sheets for this fall and winter. Their flannel sheets, folks, are phenomenal. Soft flannel. They wash up really well, fluff up in the dryer. Just absolutely love the flannel sheets. We'll be putting those on probably in October. We've got 3 different sets. We cycle through them all the way until March, April of next year. The flannel sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, the towels, the slippers are on sale. And also the mattress toppers. Do not replace a mattress. Get a mattress topper to firm up any mattress you have in the house. You will not believe what this bed feels like with this mattress topper. Now, it's very simple. Again, go to the website, mypillow.com, shop away, go to checkout. See how much it's going to cost you for retail plus shipping, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, 1 word. Hit apply, see how much money you save plus free shipping. Or if you don't like shopping on a computer, online on your phone, you can call a Trucker Randy operator standing by right now at MyPillow in Minnesota, 800-654-9659. Now, if you would like the screenshot of this information along with a side picture of President Trump's head with a small patch bandage over his right ear from being shot, well, we have one of those with a MyPillow logo on it. and it's in the screenshot that I'd be sending to your phone. Funny little cute thing promotion they did at MyPillow. Text me MP for MyPillow. I'll send you the screenshot. You'll be able to call them 800-654-9659 or go to the website MyPillow.com, shop away, check out, put in the promo code TruckerRandy, one word. Then send me a text message after you place your order and let me know how much money you saved. Greatly appreciate you guys letting me know. Text me MP for MyPillow. Well, a gentleman dropped out of the race and still won on Tuesday, August 4th. Who was he? Who is he? What race? What seat? We'll talk about it in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Yesterday, the Michigan Republican Party held a unity luncheon down in Warren, Michigan. All the candidates who won from Tuesday's primary election came to this event. hosted by the Michigan Republican Party to come together, even though others ran and lost, they all came to show their support for the winner. It was a kickoff to this November's election. Well, Thomas Smith, who defeated the Trump-endorsed candidate in the 8th U.S. House District, this came on Tuesday, August 4th, after he suspended his campaign, folks, back on July 16th. Smith spoke very briefly at the podium and refused to give any interviews to any media after the event. Smith, a retired General Motors engineer from Flint, dropped out of the Republicans' three-person primary for the U.S. House Representatives District in Congress, Washington, D.C., on July 16th. When he did drop out, he endorsed one of his opponents, Al Lemo, a retired U.S. Army tank engineer who attempted to run for the mid-Michigan congressional seat from Metro Detroit. Well, when Tuesday arrived, at the end of the night, Smith won with 50.4% of the vote. 31,149 votes were cast for him, even though he suspended his campaign. Trump endorsed candidate Amir Hassan, listed on the National Republican Congressional Committee's 2026 MAGA majority list of strong candidates in competitive seats, only got 33% of the vote. Smith spoke for less than 1 minute when he was brought onto the stage as one of the Republican battleground congressional candidates. Introduced by U.S. Congresswoman Lisa McClain, Republican of Romeo, said, "Some of you may not know him, but I'm sure very quickly you will know him." Well, Smith kind of almost bashfully approached the microphone, said, "My name is Tom Smith. I'm running for the 8th Congressional District to unseat communist comrade Kristen McDonald Rivett, and I need your help to do it. Thank you. Again, my name is Tom Smith." And walked off the stage. Well, it was kind of interesting because many felt that Trump's endorsed candidate, having a Muslim Arab sounding name, may have been the reason why people in the 8th district didn't vote for him. Amir Hassan. The district really did not go for Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed. They voted, actually, in the primary for Lisa McClain by the neighboring areas around the 8th district and including the 8th congressional district itself. Very interesting. Mid-Michigan went for McClain, or excuse me, Stevens. McClain is the neighboring congresswoman for the Romeo area. Well, when the story of Smith being removed, David Forsmark, a Republican strategist from Flushing, asked what the point was in Smith traveling more than 50 miles to the Andiamo Banquet Hall if he wasn't going to introduce himself to the media. Maybe everybody thinks they know Tom Smith, but really all we know is his name. Well, Forsmark said a fairly racist mailing had been distributed in the district against Hassan, with Republicans ahead of the primary election day targeting U.S. Senate candidate Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed and his ally, controversial streamer Hassan Piker. Forsmark predicted that Republican voters would confuse Hassan with other Islamic names. Republican primary voters who watch Fox News probably heard more about Hassan Piker than they did about Amir Hassan. I think it was just bad timing, and it was the fact that it was a very low profile race. He said that Smith isn't viable in the slightest bit, and that the race between him and the incumbent Congresswoman Kristen McDonald Rivett, Democrat from Bay City, is already over. Per the campaign finance report, handwritten note filed with the Federal Election Commission, Smith only raised $1,850 for his race as of June 30th. In his handwritten note, he apologized for not being able to file electronically, confessing to being not able to figure it out. Well, in contrast, the Trump-endorsed candidate raised more than $700,000 from July 25 through July 15th of this year. Upset by the idea that folks would vote against Hassan because of his Islamic name was State Representative David Martin, Republican of Davison. He said he doesn't know how much his name played as a factor, but I would hate to think that that was the truth. Anybody who has sat with Amir Hassan and has heard his testimony and his belief and faith in Jesus Christ would have been convinced, Martin said. It's sad. I mean, look at John F. Kennedy. They thought he'd have more allegiance to the Pope than to the country and to the Constitution. I thought, obviously, we have gotten well past that. Martin said he wished the world was different and people could be honest with each other. But you have some people that just go far out there with conspiracies, and obviously this was the case on Tuesday. Martin did note, though, that Smith is a good guy. He sells salsa at the Flint farmers market that he makes with his son. He's also noted that he's 74 years old, and he wants to know how long he could actually serve in Congress. Well, Martin ended up saying, I don't know with his age how long he wants to do this. And if we're going to actually have a serious contender who has to go and take the seat back and flip it, I think we want somebody who could have been there for quite some time to get on committees and end up serving the district with some serious input, not just a one and done. Mike Senico, the Saginaw-based chair of Michigan Republicans' 8th Congressional District Caucus, said regardless of why or how Smith got there, the reality is he is here. He's humbled with the support of the voters of the district. He's looking forward to a spirited campaign, and he's looking forward to getting out the vote. Senko added he would have been pleased with any of the candidates winning on Tuesday. Senko said he finds the name issue to be a bit of a stretch, but I certainly don't know. He went on to illustrate how the district is home to blue-collar conservatives as well as Democrats. Fenneco sees Smith as sharing a blue-collar work ethic and being a small business owner. A lot of aspects to him will resonate to the voters in the general election. Some Republicans find hope in the fact that Trump's share of the 8th district vote grew by almost 4 points from 2016 to 2024. In a message to voters, Hassan, the Trump-endorsed candidate, said it is time to flip the 8th U.S. House district, and he knows God has something greater in store for him, even if he can't see it right now, and he may not even understand it. Although he fell short, the U.S. Navy veteran said he makes no excuses. Today's unity luncheon for Republicans featured numerous mentions of the word communist, especially following the declaration of the progressive El Sayed victory. While El Sayed allegedly does not identify as a democratic socialist, although members of the organization actively came out and supported him. Perfect example was Macomb County Treasurer Larry Rocca in the opening prayer at the event told the Republicans, "The big thing we have to remember is that November we have to defeat the socialist communist." Gubernatorial candidate John James got up and called El Sayed the Mamdani of the Midwest, of course referring to New York City's mayor Zohran Mamdani. Congressman Lisa McClain, given her opportunity to speak at the microphone, "This election is going to be an election between common sense and communist crazy. And you all got to do me a favor. You got to stop using the words socialism and socialists, because that's not who they are. They are communists." And it's funny because they're all taking the lead from President Trump. President Trump, in responding to Abdul Rahman Mohammed El Sayed's victory, said, "This guy is communist crazy." Well, the Republicans got the message, and that's what they're calling him. This election in November, common sense versus communist crazy. It's got to be the message, the talking points they're choosing to go with. Common sense. Well, in the next half hour, I have a statement from Justin Michael, candidate who came in third place to Congressman Jack Bergman, and the second place going to Matthew Denotter. We're going to talk about what Justin Michael would like to say to all you folks. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.